This is things to remember for the test on weathering, erosion, and deposition. 1. Weathering is the breakdown of a substance. There are two types of weathering, physical and chemical. Physical weathering occurs more in cold environments with frost action, and chemical weathering takes place in warmer environments. 2. Abrasion is physical weathering where sand grains act as sandpaper and wear down the surface of a rock one particle at a time. 3. Frost action is a physical weathering where freeze-thaw cycle of water causes the rock to split apart from the expansion of the ice. 4. Oxidation is chemical weathering where chemical reaction causes rust. 5. Carbonation is chemical weathering where the carbon dioxide dissolves into water, making a weak acid. This acid can eat away at calcite. This can cause caves to form. 6. The three factors that affect weathering are surface area or particle size, minerals in the rock, and climate. Weathering is greater with higher surface area, meaning smaller particles, softer, less resistant rock, and in warmer environments. 7. Sediments are split into sizes. The smallest sides are colloids, which stay suspended in water. The rest of them, from smallest to largest, are clay, silt, sand, pebbles, cobbles, and boulders. Sizes of each piece and how fast water or wind need to travel to pick up the sediments can be found on page 6 of the Earth Science Reference Tables. 8. Soil is split into four zones. Topsoil, or A horizon, contains humus or organic matter. Beneath that is subsoil, or B horizon, which contains leached minerals. Underneath that is the C horizon that has partially weathered bedrock. On the bottom is the bedrock itself. If the C horizon and the bedrock match, the soil is residual. If they do not match, the soil was transported to the area. 9. Erosion is the transport of sediments. The force that causes erosion is gravity. The agents of erosion include gravity, wind, running water, waves, and glaciers. 10. Erosion from gravity is called mass wasting. The factors that affect this is the gradient or slope of the land, the temperature, and the moisture of the content of ground or soil. 11. Wind erosion occurs where small loose sediment is available. Wind erosion can cause deflation, where winds blow away the loose sediment and the land surface becomes lower. Abrasion can also occur, leaving sandblasted rocks. 12. Water is the dominant form of erosion. The discharge of a stream is the volume of water of the stream lets off. Discharge is affected by the season, the climate, the amount of water in the soil, and the current weather conditions. 13. Sediments can be carried in a stream by suspension, bouncing, or rolling along the stream bottom, or saltation, or having minerals be dissolved in solution. When saltation occurs, abrasion also occurs, leading to rounder sediment particles. 14. Factors that cause stream velocity to increase are higher slope or gradient, higher discharge, and a straighter stream channel. 15. The downcutting of rivers is primarily due to erosion. This gives rivers and streams V-shaped valleys. 16. Streams have bends in them called meanders. Erosion occurs on the outside of a curve as the velocity is fastest there. Because of this, the bottom of a stream bed would be lowest where the erosion occurs on the outside of a curve. 17. Sediments move slower than the stream itself due to friction. Also, the greater the velocity of a stream, the bigger size particles it can carry. 18. Ocean waves are caused by wind. They go in the direction of the wind. Water particles rise and fall in circular patterns. 19. Longshore currents hit at an angle to the shore. This causes sand to go in zigzag patterns. Sandbars are made due to longshore currents. 20. The two types of glaciers are alpine or mountain glaciers and continental glaciers. Both of these are large masses of snow and ice that flow under the influence of gravity. 21. The middle of a glacier flows faster than the sides, due to friction. 22. Glaciers pluck rocks from the walls, and these rocks will cause polished bedrock and parallel scratches and grooves, also called striations. Glaciers also form U-shaped valleys. 23. Glaciers will move all-size sediments, which can lead to erratics when they are moved far from its origin. 24. Deposition is the process in which sediment settles or is dropped. This is due to a decrease in velocity. 25. Factors that affect deposition are size, density, and shape of the sediment. The greater the size, the greater the density, and the rounder it is, will lead to a smaller settling time and a higher settling rate. 26. Running water, waves, and wind all produce sorted sediments. They also produce rounded sediments. Glacier or ice and gravity produce unsorted sediments. These are also angular sediments. 27. Horizontal sorting occurs when a stream meets a lake or ocean and the velocity slows down. This causes the biggest particles to settle, followed by the next smallest, until you reach clay particles as you go farther into the water. 28. Vertical sorting occurs when the heaviest, densest, and roundest particles fall to the bottom and the lightest, least dense, and flattest particles are on top. Then this occurs over and over. Graded bedding occurs. 29. Wind depositional features include migrating sand dunes and loess deposits. 30. Water depositional features include deltas in water and alluvial fans on land. 31. Deposition occurs on the inside of a curve as the velocity is slower there. When erosion and deposition occur in a stream, it can cause the meanders to grow and eventually be cut off, forming an oxbow lake. 32. Wave depositions form ripple marks on beaches. 33. Till is glacial sediment that is unsorted and angular. Moraines are made out of till. However, the meltwater from glaciers are sorted, as that is running water.